This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of showers even this morning. We had a little light rain out there early. Then showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, 70% chance of that. And our high temperature today in the low 80s. The local group behind the new pro-Israel ad set to be featured in Chapel Hill transit buses says the time is right to respond to a separate and controversial ad that debuted last year calling for an end to U.S. military support for Israel. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
You know, it was percolating since the ad last year, and we just felt the time was right. It seemed to get a positive message out, and it seemed actually timely given the negotiations that are now going on.
Michael Ross, chairman of the Voice for Israel, says the new ad is a grassroots effort to advocate for Israel in the Triangle. The group collaborated with the international organization Stand With Us to produce the ad. Chapel Hill's town attorney reviewed the ad and found it complied with the town's guidelines, according to an email from town manager Roger Stansel. Ross says they are waiting for the contract with the town of Chapel Hill to be finalized.
We don't see the goals for Israel as incompatible with the goals for the Palestinians. We wish them best. We wish them to prosper and to live fulfilling lives, and we think both sides could benefit from a peace.
The new ad reads, quote, "Imagine peace in a Middle East where Israel and her neighbors share technology and resources to create a future of peace and prosperity for generations to come. The possibilities are endless," end quote. Thad states it was paid for by the Stand With Us and Voice for Israel organizations, along with their contact information.
But this effort is a local one. It was instigated by us, and it was organized by us and submitted by us. The only thing was, frankly, we're a grassroots organization, and we don't have the wherewithal to produce an ad that would be of a very professional nature.
The ad posted last year showed Palestinian and Israeli grandfathers holding their grandchildren. The Church of Reconciliation, a Presbyterian church in Chapel Hill, paid for the ads, which stated, quote, "Join with us, build peace with justice and equality, end U.S. military aid to Israel," end quote.
The ads that were put up on the buses last year promoted the idea that Israel did not have the right to defend itself. And we were offended by that, and actually many people felt very hurt by it.
Adding to the controversy, the American Freedom Defense Initiative, or AFDI, a pro-Israel group unaffiliated with Stand With Us, expressed interest to place 5 ads on the outside of town buses. It stated, quote, "In any war between the civilized man and the savage, support the civilized man, support Israel, defeat jihad," end quote. Pam Geller, the executive director of AFDI, successfully sued to have the ad run in other cities and threatened similar action against Chapel Hill. This caused the town council to review Chapel Hill's bus advertising policy. After several meetings and a public hearing, the council voted to continue a policy of allowing bus ads with most religious and political views as long as the subject matter was not offensive.
I hope that there won't be a negative reaction, because I think the ad itself is very hopeful. And I don't think it says anything that could be considered at all offensive to anybody.
To see Voice for Israel's new ad, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Board of Elections approved the 4 locations where you can do your early voting this year. The sites of the Board of Elections office in Hillsboro, Carrboro Town Hall, Rams Head Dining Hall in the UNC campus, and the Seymour Senior Center on Homestead Road. The locations still need approval from the state's Board of Elections. Early voting starts October 17th and continues until November 2nd. There's no early voting on the weekends, with the exception of November 2nd, which is a Saturday. The General Assembly's bill that would shorten early voting periods would not affect these dates. Absentee voting is still available as well, with ballots available at the Orange County Board of Elections website. To see a full list of the days and times for each site, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. The Central West Steering Committee is in the news, and it's all about kids biking and walking to school. That story and more coming up in just a moment. It's 611 at WCHL.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Have a good day. Next!
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, if people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com Memorial Day Sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Nationwide Insurance member.
Nationwide is on your side. I've been saying it for years, but why should you believe it? Well, Nationwide puts members first because they don't have shareholders. To join the nation, contact a local Nationwide agent today.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Paid endorsement. Not all Nationwide companies are mutual companies. Not all policyholders are members of a mutual company. Rights and benefits determined by policy language, company bylaws, and applicable law.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
613 at WCHL, the Central West Steering Committee hopes to make it easier for kids living near Estes Drive to bike or walk to school. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Residents involved in planning the future of the Estes Drive, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard area unanimously endorsed a plan last night to create an off-street bike path to help children get safely to school. The proposed path could run parallel to Estes from MLK to Caswell Road, allowing students at Phillips Middle and Estes Hills Elementary to bike or walk to school while avoiding vehicle traffic on one of Chapel Hill's busiest corridors. Members of the Central West Steering Committee agreed the multi-use path would be the top priority for bike and pedestrian improvements to the area. They also called for bike lanes in the street, along with a sidewalk that runs the full length of Estes Drive. Although committee members agreed turn lanes might be necessary in some areas to ease congestion, the group rejected a plan to add a third lane all along Estes, saying that would widen the road too much. Transportation Planning Manager David Bonk said the town has about $2.5 million in federal grant money to bring bike and pedestrian facilities to the area in the next few years. The group also discussed land use plans for the undeveloped parcels on Estes closest to MLK. Currently, the Horace Airport Hazard Zone prohibits those parcels from being developed. The committee members said once the airport closes, they'd like to see mixed-use development with a focus on retail that serves the nearby residential communities. Committee members stressed that whatever is eventually built on the corner should complement the Carolina North Campus on the other side of MLK. The group is still in the early stages of land use planning discussions, with the goal of crafting a small area plan for the town council to review by December. The committee will continue its work next Wednesday, meeting at 6 o'clock at the Chapel Hill Public Library. That meeting is open to the public. For more on the Central West Steering Committee, you can visit our website at chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
While our nation's senators debate one of the first major education bills in a decade, one local education board member is speaking up.
At this point, I would prefer to have a little bit more federal involvement because of the directions our state is going in right now with some of the things they've passed are hurting public education.
That is Orange County Board of Education member Lawrence Sanders, who says he opposes the Student Success Act because of the state of education in North Carolina. The Student Success Act, passed by the U.S. House last week, would undo many of the federal guidelines for schools set out in the 2002 law, No Child Left Behind. These guidelines include how to evaluate schools, how to spend federal money on certain aspects of schools, and how to handle a failing school. With guidelines for how to evaluate schools going back to states, Sanders says he's not optimistic about how this new process would go.
I'm just not sure how that's going to be handled when you look at the state of North Carolina. Right now, there's not a lot of support being shown to teachers.
On top of that, Sanders says the Student Success Act does not help states move away from using testing as the main assessment metric.
It continues to have the emphasis on the testing, and what that does is have teachers focus a lot more on testing than they should.
In addition, the Republican-backed bill keeps federal education spending at the sequester rates, which Sanders says would lead to a cut of about $1 billion nationally.
To some degree, it's going to translate down to some dollars being lost for Orange County schools as well.
Sanders calls the Student Success Act part of a nationwide effort to dismantle public education.
It's all, to me, an effort to continue to promote charter schools, especially those run by for-profit organizations, as well as the voucher program, which I refuse to believe is going to help poor or disabled or non-English-speaking students.
The bill, which passed in the House largely along party lines, is now heading to the Senate, where the Democratic majority has its own education bill. Not long ago, Orange County had the lowest unemployment rate in the state, but according to the newest report by the North Carolina Civilian Labor Force, we've taken another hit. Orange County's unemployment rate rose to 6.5% in June, compared to 5.9% in May. However, at the same time last year, the county's unemployment rate was 7.1%. The North Carolina Department of Commerce says the state's unemployment rate was at 9.3% in June, with the unemployment rate increasing in 81 counties. All of the state's metropolitan areas experienced lower employment. These numbers are not seasonally adjusted. Orange County had the lowest unemployment rate in the state for 6 months until November of 2012. It's now ranked third behind Currituck and Chatham counties, who are first and second, respectively. To read the full unemployment report, you can view this story on our website, chapelbro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. And Grimble's is the place to go if you're looking for an engagement ring, something really special. Go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble's. Always there for you. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Not much happening in the way of traffic this morning. Rand Northam not in the newsroom this morning. However, Rachel Nash substituting. Rachel will be filling you in on traffic reports throughout the morning. If you see anything unusual that we're not reporting, any accidents or any unusual delays out there, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can talk to Rachel, and you can also tweet us at WCHL. But right now, everything is looking okay. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, 70 this morning in Carborough. Mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers, and then showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Just a slight chance of rain this morning. This afternoon, about a 70% chance of that happening, so much more likely after lunchtime and probably late in the day. High temperature today in the low 80s. Tonight, showers likely with the lows in the upper 60s. Still, 70% chance of rain. And that will continue all the way through tomorrow. 7 chances out of 10 will get wet. High tomorrow in the middle 80s. 6:20 at WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Teachers are in the final sprint to prep their classrooms for back to school.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Let Office Max get you started and saving with all of our roll, lamination at 50% off. Laminate name tags, flashcards, charts, whatever you need to last the year at our best price of the year.
Let's get it started.
Stock your classroom at Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 10th. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
A 5-ounce hamburger grown in a lab from the stem cells of a cow will be served next week in London.
It's not natural.
No. It's called the Frankenburger.
Sure. It's a clone. It's a clone, right?
It's a hamburger. Made in a test tube. And
yeah.
What is the world? Other food breakthroughs. Number 10, heterosexual quiche. Ah. Number 9, crab on the cob. Number 8, large Debbie's. Number 7, wingless bones. Number 6, Lay's potato chips that you can eat just one. Number 5, bravocado, the applauding fruit. Number 4, unbreakable eggs. Number 3, couscous. Number 2, it's easier to believe it's not butter. And the number 1 other food breakthrough, Oscar Mayer disgraced wieners.
David Letterman at the top 10 list.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. Dave's guests will be Matt Damon and Hani El-Khatib. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
72 degrees at 622 WCHL Championship Sports Now. I'm Ron Stutz. Carolina's women's soccer star Crystal Dunn just keeps hauling in the honors. This time Dunn grabbed the 2012-2013 Mary Garber Award, which is given to the best Atlantic Coast Conference women's athlete and is voted on by the Atlantic Coast Sports Media Association. The ACC Award seems to be reserved for members of the Carolina women's soccer team. No less than 7 UNC players have combined to win 8 Garber Awards since the conference started giving out the honor in 1990. Here's a quote from Crystal Dunn. She says, "It's humbling to know that I am the 8th recipient from UNC and following the footsteps of players like Mia Hamm, Cindy Parlow, and the other Tar Heel soccer players who have won this award. It's an honor to wear Mia's collegiate number when I take the field for the Tar Heels, and a privilege to have had Cindy on our coaching staff my first 3 years here." Again, that's a quote from Crystal Dunn. In addition to getting the Garber accolade, Dunn was a consensus collegiate women's soccer player of the year, claiming both the Herman Trophy and the Honda Award for soccer, in addition to national player of the year honors from Soccer America and Soccer News Net. North Carolina defender Boyd Okwuonu was named to the TopDrawerSoccer.com preseason best 11 list. The website announced on Tuesday, Okwuonu, who was a first-team selection, returns to lead a Carolina defense that led the nation in both goals against average and shutout percentage in 2012. A junior from Edmond, Oklahoma, Okwuonu started 20 games for the Tar Heels last season. UNC allowed just 7 goals in 22 total games and advanced to the national quarterfinals for the 5th consecutive year. Carolina's 7 goals allowed, 17 shutouts, and 0.29 goals against average were all school records. Okwuonu was also named the College Soccer News Preseason All-America First Team earlier this month. Okwuonu and the Tar Heels were ranked number 5 in the College Soccer News Preseason Poll. Opened the 2013 season with a trio of exhibitions against Elon, Michigan State, and Indiana before they start the regular season play with the Carolina Nike Classic August 30th against Monmouth. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. More coming up in an hour on WCHL. It is 6:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Start your day with Barbasol, America's leader for close, comfortable shave. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. This is Charles Osgood. PFC Bradley Manning, who gave WikiLeaks some 700,000 pages of classified material, was convicted yesterday on 20 of 22 charges. But the headline was acquittal on the most serious charge, aiding the enemy. That was a surprise, says CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohn.
Prosecutors thought they had the goods on Bradley Manning, that they could prove intent, that he had this bad intent when he leaked the information. The judge was not convinced, and in a sense, it's a symbolic victory for the defendant. He had pleaded guilty to lesser charges. He had gone to trial hoping that his defense would gain some traction, and clearly it did.
More after this. Choosing the right retirement community for yourself or your loved one depends so much on a special kind of trust. And the folks at Holiday Retirement have built an independent, carefree, and affordable lifestyle for its residents with just that kind of trust. When you choose to live in a Holiday Retirement community, you'll have peace of mind knowing that friendly live-in managers are available around the clock. You'll find all-inclusive amenities, plenty of life-enriching activities, an exclusive travel program to more than 300 of their communities, and you'll enjoy 3 chef-prepared meals a day where everything from entree to dessert is made fresh from scratch. You have a life story. Share it with other folks just like you at a Holiday Retirement Community.
Whether you want to live by the ocean, the mountains, or just close to family, Holiday has over 300 communities to suit your taste. Bring a friend, join us for a free homemade meal, and share your story. Call 1-855-610-5500 or find us online at holidaytouch.com. That's holidaytouch.com. Visit today.
Andrew Cohen says the Bradley Manning trial was symbolic on both sides.
Prosecutors wanted to use it for the symbolism of going after someone they thought had broken the espionage law. Bradley Manning saw it as a symbolic trial because he wanted to be able to explain the justification for the leaking. And in the end, the judge on that level sided with Bradley Manning, saying that his leak was not malicious.
Today starts the sentencing phase, and it's likely to go on and on, says CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland, a retired Army colonel.
The sentencing phase actually could last several weeks. It's been suggested both the prosecution and the defense will bring up at least a dozen or more witnesses. Also, I'm told from very senior military legal analysts that I know, high probability that once all this is done, there's likely to be appeal to the Military Court of Appeals.
The acquittal on the most serious charge means that PFC Manning won't be facing a life sentence without possibility of parole, says Andrew Cohen. That is a relief for Manning, of course.
The bad news is that he's been convicted on so many other counts, he's still looking at decades and decades in a military prison for the charges he was convicted of.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee. We guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
This is Jay Kreller, realtor with Tony Hall & Associates. I'm a history teacher by degree and believe firmly that looking backward is a great tool in looking forward. Everyone wants realtors to predict the future as they launch into one of the biggest investments of their lives. We can't do that with absolute certainty, but we can employ all the tools at our disposal, including looking back at historical trends, and acknowledge that while the past does not equal the future, it can often help us help you understand what it might bring. Experience matters. This is Jay Kreller with Tony Hall & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurLocalDeal.com.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Mayor. I think you're pretty cool, too. 6:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. Brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, 70 in Carrboro, where it's always a good cooler. Mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of showers this morning. Then, late in the day, a 70% chance of rain. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms, or a high temperature today in the low 80s. Now, tonight, showers likely. Mainly a thunderstorm. Low tonight, upper 60s. Still, 70% chance of rain. And then tomorrow, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms. 70% chance. And the high tomorrow, about 85. So, rather warm. A big chance of rain over the next couple of days.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app
CBS
for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
the government's been tracking phone calls and emails. Now we're going to learn a little about the process.
The Obama administration plans to release what was previously secret court orders with regard to the rules and rationale of the collection of phone information that was used in order to detect anomalous behavior.
Mike Lyons is a CBS consultant, a retired Army major. Army PFC Bradley Manning, convicted of espionage and other charges for releasing documents about the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. But as national security correspondent David Martin explains, Manning's attorney, David Coombs, said that he was not celebrating.
When Coombs walked out of the court, he was greeted with applause by Manning's supporters. "Today is a good day," he was quoted as saying. But Bradley is by no means out of the fire. Manning still faces a maximum sentence of 136 years in prison.
That sentencing hearing takes place today at Fort Meade, Maryland. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
71 degrees, 632 at WCHL. The local group behind the new pro-Israel ad set to be featured in Chapel Hill transit buses says the timing is right to respond to a separate and controversial ad that debuted last year calling for an end to U.S. military support for Israel. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
It was percolating since the ad last year, and we just felt the time was right, it seemed, to get a positive message out, and it seemed actually timely given the negotiations that are now going on.
Michael Ross, chairman of the Voice for Israel, says the new ad is a grassroots effort to advocate for Israel in the Triangle. The group collaborated with the international organization Stand With Us to produce the ad. Chapel Hill's town attorney reviewed the ad and found it complied with the town's guidelines, according to an email from town manager Roger Stansel. Ross says they are waiting for the contract with the town of Chapel Hill to be finalized.
We don't see the goals for Israel as incompatible with the goals for the Palestinians. We wish them best. We wish them to prosper and to live fulfilling lives, and we think both sides could benefit from a peace.
The new ad reads, quote, "Imagine peace in a Middle East where Israel and her neighbors share technology and resources to create a future of peace and prosperity for generations to come. The possibilities are endless," end quote. Thad states it was paid for by the Stand With Us and Voice for Israel organizations, along with their contact information.
But this effort is a local one. It was instigated by us, and it was organized by us and submitted by us. The only thing was, frankly, we're a grassroots organization, and we don't have the wherewithal to produce an ad that would be of a very professional nature.
The ad posted last year showed Palestinian and Israeli grandfathers holding their grandchildren. The Church of Reconciliation, a Presbyterian church in Chapel Hill, paid for the ads, which stated, quote, "Join with us, build peace with justice and equality, and U.S. military aid to Israel," end quote.
The ads that were put up on the buses last year promoted the idea that Israel did not have the right to defend itself. And we were offended by that, and actually many people felt very hurt by it.
Adding to the controversy, the American Freedom Defense Initiative, or AFDI, expressed interest to place 5 ads on the outside of town buses. It stated, quote, "In any war between the civilized man and the savage, support the civilized man, support Israel, defeat jihad," end quote. Pam Geller, the executive director of AFDI, successfully sued to have the ad run in other cities and threatened similar action against Chapel Hill. This caused the town council to review Chapel Hill's bus advertising policy. After several meetings and a public hearing, the council voted to continue a policy of allowing bus ads with most religious and political views, as long as the subject matter was not offensive.
I hope that there won't be a negative reaction, because I think the ad itself is very hopeful. I don't think it says anything that could be considered at all offensive to anybody.
To see Voice for Israel's new ad, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The very Reverend Scott McHugh of Chapel Hill St. Thomas More Catholic Church says comments made by Pope Francis on Monday about gay people were that of acceptance of everyone.
I think what the Pope was reminding us of was the need to practice
charity in all things. So there is no change in church teaching or doctrine on the topic, but rather it's a reminder, I think, of the need to always treat people, no matter who they are, with love and compassion.
While on a flight back from Brazil, Pope Francis commented on homosexual priests, saying they do not change church policy. Pope Francis said, quoting, "If someone is gay and he searches for the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge?" This comment may seem like a new idea for the church, but Father McHugh says that it isn't as new as you may think. Warren, professor of Catholic theology at the Duke Divinity School, Paul Griffiths, agrees that the Pope is not saying anything new or against church doctrine, but he says he does think that there's something different about how Pope Francis addressed the question.
I think it's surprising because of the directness of tone. We haven't heard popes or even bishops saying things as directly as that about this matter recently.
He says the tone of Pope Francis has been different from many popes in the past and is one of the most recognized features from his comments about gay priests.
I describe it as warm, personal, not concerned with the marks of power and hierarchy.
Father McHugh says he too noticed differences in tone of Pope Francis.
The thing is, it isn't a change in church doctrine, but what it is a change perhaps in is the tone of things. So, and there's always a distinction that we have to make in that everyone is creating God's own image and likeness.
Priests have said they agree with the Pope's comments on homosexuality and like the new way Pope Francis is addressing it. The Pope has been very forward and direct about his ideas and opinions, something that Griffiths says has been rare in recent popes. He says Pope Francis could be very good for the Catholic Church and help it in many ways.
Well, from my point of view, I think it's great. I think this is exactly what the church needs at the moment, and I hope we see more of it. I think he's going to be, if he carries on like this, a very good thing for the church, no question.
Get your gas now. AAA Carolina says prices are going back up. Since last week, national gas price averages dropped from $3.67 a gallon to $3.62, and they're down to $3.54 here in the Triangle, 3 cents lower than a week ago. Although prices at the pump have gone down over the past few days, public relations manager at AAA Carolinas, Angela Daly, says there was a huge increase a few weeks ago, and it's likely to happen again.
We saw a huge increase a few weeks ago, or over the past few weeks, and we've just started to see a decrease over the past couple of days. The increase was due to unrest in Egypt, which caused crude oil prices to spike.
Daly says a rapid increase in crude oil prices per barrel was causing prices to spike 2 to 3 cents a night, and now what we're seeing is a little bit of a pullback. Despite the recent drop, Daly says prices tend to increase in the second half of the summer during the peak summer driving season when more people are on vacation and demand is at its highest point of the year.
I do expect gas prices to turn around and start heading back upwards towards the second half of the summer, but it's really hard to say if crude oil prices stabilize or if they go back down, depending on what happens in the Middle East as well. All of those factors will impact prices at the pump.
She says another factor that can play a huge role in affecting gas prices as we head into August and September is hurricane season.
We know that even the threat of a hurricane in the Gulf can impact gas prices tremendously because we get 90% of our oil from the Gulf.
Although hurricane season is most prominent in August and September, Daly advises us to keep an eye on what's happening in the Middle East as well, because those conflicts are independent of seasonal trends that affect gas prices. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Today's commentary on the way from Jesse Ainsley. And that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
Have you given up on organized religion? What if you found a church that was fun, energetic, encouraging, diverse, and actually made a difference in the world? This is Kenneth Pinar, pastor of Grace Church of Chapel Hill, and I want to invite you to try a new kind of church. We believe in truth, but practice grace. We're into Jesus and social justice. We are young and old, married and single. We are white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And we have a blast doing life together. Check us out. It may be the best hour of your week. Grace Church, online at gracelife.com.
We waited all year for this. The kids to graduate, the weather to warm, all driving the impulse to escape for that well-deserved family vacation. How would you like to start that vacation with a wow and a brand new 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month? That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 320i for $325 per month. Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is you'll guarantee that you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people
people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Lemoyne.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. 3,800 CCR. Tax tag and $549 PRX based on MSRP of $36,875 and selling price of $35,500. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. No cost maintenance. Does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader. All new BMWs come with no cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty. PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com.
Triangle business leaders looking to improve performance and bring about innovative changes for their businesses are marking their calendars for August 22nd to attend the 5th annual NCCEO Forum at the Northridge Country Club. It's a day of inspiration and learning as some of the country's greatest business minds share insights and provide practical information you can take back and apply at your company right away. This year's theme is Innovation in Action. Go to ncceoforum.com to see a full list of speakers and to request an invitation to the event. That's ncceoforum.com.
Hi, this is Randy Voller, Mayor of Pittsboro. You're listening to WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
Thanks, Mayor. 642 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Jesse Ainsley. Monday, North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory approved SB 353, the alleged motorcycle safety bill, which had been amended to include extreme restrictions on abortion access. During McCrory's campaign, he said he would not sign any further abortion restrictions. He did exactly that, claiming that the bill, despite its title, despite the backslapping hurrahs of anti-choice spokespeople, does not restrict access to abortion clinics. This disconnect between the governor's stated understanding and the public's understanding is endemic of a larger semantic problem in our political process. Let us begin with a piece of vernacular. Fiscal responsibility. The term is thrown about quite frequently by all manner of factions and splinter cells in our political spectrum. Here in North Carolina, a new budget which cuts unemployment benefits by 33% and which cuts public education spending by $260 million has been praised by McCrory for its fiscal responsibility. Meanwhile, the North Carolina Senate has passed a bill that will guarantee an increase in children born into poverty and to single mothers, many of whom will probably be needing unemployment benefits and whose children will necessarily rely on the public education system. As SB 353 becomes law, I find myself desperately trying to fit the positions of the extreme right with the narrative they provide. Thomas Friedman addressed this same quandary in October of 2012 with a piece entitled Why I Am Pro-Life. Friedman argues that one may not call oneself pro-life and be against common-sense gun control. This is also the case with fiscal responsibility. It is not fiscally responsible to gut unemployment and the education system while restricting birth control. If the goal in North Carolina is to be fiscally responsible, our legislators ought to focus on policies that attract a wide range of industry and investment. Judging by the national news media's coverage of this session of the North Carolina legislature, this current administration and its policies are ensuring our state a bad reputation nationwide. Private sector investment and skilled labor are necessary for economic growth. The policies currently being enacted in our legislature and the reputation that comes with them will certainly dissuade many potential investors. Well-educated and skilled workers will not move their children to a state with the fifth lowest teacher salary in the nation. So is this problem merely semantic? No, of course not. This is still the problem of large voting blocs that believe it is correct to enact religious dogma as law. But there is a semantic component, and much of the fault for this lies with the Fourth Estate. When journalists parrot the false narrative presented to them by politicians, rather than researching and reporting the facts of a political position or policy, a feedback loop is created, and the false narrative is allowed to occlude the true narrative. It has been said, a lie repeated often enough becomes truth, and the state of our current political conversation supports this claim. Pro-life is not the deregulation of firearms, just as fiscal responsibility is not dismantling the support system for the citizens these policies affect. This is Jesse Ainsley.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Ron Stutz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the AAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Colin Moran and Cody Stubbs combined to give Carolina baseball one of the most potent offensive duos in the nation this past season. Moran batted 345 with a team-high 13 home runs and drove in a school-record 91 runs. Stubbs hit a team-high 366 with 8 homers and 76 runs driven in. Moran led the NCAA with his 91 RBI, while Stubbs ranked 3rd in the nation. That 167 combined RBI for the two set a Carolina record for runs driven in for a pair of players. Today's Tar Heel trivia question wonders, can you name the pair of Tar Heels that previously held the record for combined RBI in a season? The answer, after this break. What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Colin Moran and Cody Stubbs set a Carolina record by driving in a combined 167 runs this past season for Carolina baseball. So who held the old record? It was 2004 when Marshall Hubbard and Chris Iannetta combined to drive in 154 runs. Hubbard set a then Carolina record with 83 RBI, while Iannetta drove in 71 that season.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Well, that's a lot of runs batted in. I'm telling you, 647 at WCHL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays on the way, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero. And now for traffic, WCHL, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. And if you take advantage of Dream Service, your scheduled service and maintenance on your car will happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute on 540 at the 751 exit. Now with your morning traffic, say good morning to Rachel Nash.
Good morning, and guess what? No accidents to report at this time, so that's good news. No accidents on 15501, NC54, I-40, or the Durham Freeway. But if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can give me a call in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
Just so happy to report good news, aren't you?
I am, and guess what?
What?
I'm going to the beach this afternoon.
Are you really?
Yes, just for a little brief mini vacay, so I'm pretty excited about that.
That's why you're so excited. Not because you get a chance to work with me, but because you're going to the beach.
Well, that's obviously number one, Ron. Come on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're number one.
Mm-hmm, right. Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Well, I'll talk to you soon, too. A lot of work being done back in the newsroom. Rachel Nash this morning. Rand Northam has the morning off. He'll be in a little bit later on today. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the Station Bar and Beer Garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 70 in Carborough, also 70 this morning in Hillsborough. Mostly cloudy today, 70% chance of rain, slight chance of showers this morning. We've had a little light rain out there this morning. You'll notice things are kind of wet. And we have a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today, about 83.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Salemson, Chief Executive Officer of Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, and I'm proud to lead Chapel Hill's only locally owned mortgage bank. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows, so whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels!
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building a dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels.
All right, time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a short list this morning, but boy, these are big-time celebrities. Let me tell you. First of all, Valerie Potter is 50 years old today. Ah, I said it. I'm sorry. Valerie Potter, big birthday. Valerie, happy birthday. Have a great time. Chip Hoppin is 38 today. Tim Madigan, who lives in Chapel Hill, is also celebrating a big birthday today. And our birthday winner today, who is from Chapel Hill but now lives in Raleigh, Dan Dye, has a big birthday today. And Dan, I hope you have a great day. We're going to get a prize to you, $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Metamont in Chapel Hill, and also on Fortin Boulevard. Dan Dye, our winner today, and Chris Derby and the folks at UPS will take care of you. They enjoy taking care of all their customers. Congratulations again from UPS and WCHL. Happy birthday to Dan Dye. Wednesday morning, ladies and gentlemen, here we are, last day of the month.
I don't want July to go yet.
No, I don't either. Time's marching by too quickly.
Yeah, the ball's going to become oblong spheroid. Yeah. And
where's the time go? Where's the summer gone?
No kidding. Wow. Far too busy for me this summer.
Yeah.
Heck, our softball season ended on July 18th.
Yeah,
I can never remember that.
Too early. And Sweet Carolina Concert Series, summertime series of concerts, beach music out at University Mall, ended last week.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yep.
So...
So we got maybe the summertime blues.
Yeah, right. Ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Okay, what you got?
Batman.
Batman.
Yep, that's the one.
This is not a music question today.
No.
All right, I'll take what you got.
We're doing a little bit of a comic book thing, so we're. You know, I know Superman's had his big splash this particular summer.
Mm-hmm. We're sort of like comic book characters, so we may as well go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, I figured this out a long time ago. We all grew up reading comic books, so Hollywood's playing off the, you know, that.
And for the most part, having pretty good success with
it. Oh, my gosh, yeah. All right, you ready? Here we go, folks.
Absolutely.
Batman is our category. This is kind of a toughie.
All right.
The Caped Crusader's father was Thomas Wayne.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Batman is Bruce Wayne. What was his father's occupation?
I don't know. He raised bats.
Exterminator. No. The Caped Crusader's father was Thomas Wayne. What was his occupation? And you got to go back in one of the movies and remember.
I have no idea.
Yeah, there's a very important prompt in one of the movies.
Hmm.
And, of course, it was in the comic book as well that gives you a clear-cut idea of what his profession was.
Well, somebody will know it. Look, phone's ringing already.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is... Yeah. Hey, we got comic book stores up and down Franklin Street.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Batman's cool.
Yeah.
I never got into Robin. Something was weird. That was like Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis.
No, I never liked Robin either.
Yeah, nah, not Robin. And I didn't get into the Catwoman and all the other side, you know, partners that they had.
Yeah, Batman was bad.
Yeah, Batman, I mean, he had a human element to it. Had an edge to him.
Mm-hmm. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you're not the one already calling.
Yeah.
And you can be a winner.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Laura Streitfeld is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She's the chair of the board of directors for Preserve Rural Orange, a grassroots organization to protect the Orange County environment. Laura Streitfeld is an excellent spokesperson.
We're a grassroots nonprofit. We've been around since 2008, and we research and find information on plans that would affect the rural environment, and we propose cost-effective and sustainable alternatives.
The mission of Preserve Rural Orange is to preserve, strengthen, and defend the viability of the rural communities of watershed land, farms, and woodlands here in Orange County. Laura Streitfeld and the others with Preserve Rural Orange have managed to get thousands of Orange County residents involved in a lot of different issues.
We've had three really successful and effective public campaigns over the last 3 years that we've been around, and we're run entirely by volunteers on a very modest budget. And we've worked on the UNC Airport issue and the follow-up to that. We also worked on the waste transfer station issue and proposed more cost-effective and sustainable alternatives instead of building a transfer station far from infrastructure, and the UNC research facility issue, and a couple of other issues out our way.
And it's a perfect example of what you can do if you start small, get a lot of people involved, and work together. Laura Streitfeld has been a big part of that effort. To find out more, go to preserveruralorange.org. Thank you, Laura Streitfeld, for your willingness to get involved. And congratulations, you're today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning, it is 6:56, 4 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill.
Wait a minute, Gerald. We just heard that. Thank you very much. Gerald will be back in an hour at WCHL. Freddie Cogger wanted to know what Batman's father's occupation was.
Yes, is that truly trivia?
I did not know the answer to that question. I'll be the first to admit it.
Well, there is a scene in one of the movies where after Wayne Manor burns down...
Right. Burning down the house.
Bruce Wayne picks up the remains of a stethoscope.
Ah, so he was a doctor.
He was a doctor!
I didn't know that.
Batman's first appearance was in May of 1939 in the comic book created by Bob Kane and Bill Finger.
Finger?
Finger.
Okay.
All right.
A little digital humor
we
for you there.
We better move right on from all that.
All right. Well, hey, and Batman put the finger on a lot of criminals,
yes,
too.
Yes, he did. Along with Commissioner Gordon.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. It's been an educational experience.
It's only my pleasure. And go home and dig out some of your comic books.
Really? You know what? I had no idea the answer to that question, but I don't feel so bad because nobody else did either. Freddie stumped everybody this morning. If you want to know what Batman's father did for a living, he was a doctor. I'm not sure what kind of a doctor, but he was a doctor. 6:58 at WCHL. Freddie will be back in 24 hours with another question for you on WCHL, so maybe we'll have better luck tomorrow.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Life is full of reasons to celebrate. Graduation, retirement, baby showers, anniversaries, weddings. Oh, the list goes on and on. For all these wonderful occasions, there are parties with dancing, laughing, sharing, and eating. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group now offers catering services for any and all special occasions. For more information about catering services offered by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, call 941-1630. That's 941-1630.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 71 degrees. Right now, cloudy skies all day. Slight chance of showers this morning, and a bigger chance of showers and thunder showers in the afternoon, probably late. 70% chance of precipitation. Our high temperature today, about 82. Tonight, still 70% chance of rain with a low in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, still a 70% chance of rain with a high of 85 degrees.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Here's the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all is.